It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, April 28, 2017. Today is the birthday of German industrialist Oskar Schindler, born in 1908 in Zwittau in Moravia. A spy and member of the Nazi Party, he is credited with saving the lives of 1,200 Jews during the Holocaust by employing them in his enamelware and munitions factories, which were located in occupied Poland and in the Protectorate of Bohemia and Moravia. He is the subject of the 1982 novel Schindler's Ark and the subsequent 1993 film Schindler's List, which reflected his life as an opportunist initially motivated by profit, who came to show extraordinary initiative, tenacity, and dedication in saving the lives of his Jewish employees. Schindler worked in several trades until he joined the Abwehr, the intelligence wing of the Nazi Party, in 1936. He joined the party itself in 1939. Prior to the German occupation of Czechoslovakia in 1938, he collected information on railways and troop movements for the German regime. He was arrested for espionage by the Czech government, but was released under the terms of the Munich Agreement in 1938. He continued to collect information for the Nazis, working in Poland in 1939 before the invasion at the start of World War II. That same year, he acquired an enamelware factory in Krakow, which employed about 1,750 workers, of whom about 1,000 were Jews at the factory's peak in 1944. His intelligence connections helped him protect his Jewish workers from deportation and certain death in the concentration camps. As time went on, he had to give Nazi officials even larger bribes and gifts of luxury items obtainable only on the black market in order to keep his workers safe. By July 1944, Germany was losing the war, and the SS began closing down the camps in the east and deporting the remaining prisoners westward. Many were killed in Auschwitz and the Gross Rosen camp. Schindler convinced SS officer Amon Goeth, commandant of the nearby concentration camp, to allow him to move his factory to Brunlitz in the Sudetenland, thus sparing his workers from the gas chambers. Using names provided by Jewish ghetto police officer Marcel Goldberg, Goeth's secretary compiled and typed the list of 1,200 Jews who traveled to Brunlitz in October 1944. Schindler continued to bribe SS officials to prevent the execution of his workers until the end of the war in Europe in May 1945. By this time, he had spent his entire fortune on bribes and black market purchases of supplies for his workers. Schindler moved to West Germany after the war, where he was supported by assistance payments from Jewish relief organizations. After receiving a partial reimbursement for his wartime expenses, he moved with his wife, Emily, to Argentina, where they took up farming. That failed, however, and when he went bankrupt in 1958, he left his wife and returned to Germany, where he failed at several additional business ventures and relied on financial support from the Schindler Juden, the Schindler Jews, the very people whose lives he had saved during the war. He was named Righteous Among the Nations by the Israeli government in 1963. Schindler died on October 9, 1974, at Hildesheim in Germany, and was buried in Jerusalem on Mount Zion, the only member of the Nazi Party ever to be honored in this way. Whoever saves one life, the Talmud says, saves the world entire. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for April 28, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.